One of the voices of business in Tiny Point, Roberts, says another move by the U.S. government will hurt the exclave when new regulations on dogs take effect August 1. After that date, all canine companions, whether entering or returning to the U.S., will have to be at least 6 months old and will have to be ISO microchipped to allow verification of veterinarian records. Dogs must also appear to be healthy, and the owner must have a U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention CDC, dog import form. Requiring a photo of the dog, receipt. Canada isn't considered a high-risk country for rabies, so if the dog has only been in Canada for the past 6 months, vaccination isn't required, although it's strongly recommended. As well, microchips must be implanted on the day of or before a rabies vaccine. The new rules are going to hurt Point Roberts, which is still struggling from the effects of the pandemic, says the president of the Point Roberts Chamber of Commerce. Their proposed new regulations regarding dog regulation at the U.S. borders will deter more families from coming here. So, what's the CDC's rationale? Brian Calder said in an open letter, "How many cases of rabies have been registered in Point Roberts in the past 200 years? What's next, a doggy nexus card?" Calder added the CDC is facing strong reaction from the announcement, saying there's lots of confusion around the issue. "For us, it's disastrous," he said. "Uncertainty causes apprehension. Apprehension means they don't come to Point Roberts. We are not a threat to anybody, never have been." Prior to the rule change, to bring a pet or service dog into the USA, simple statement about the dog's travel past was needed to determine eligibility for entrance, to make sure it hadn't been to a country deemed to have a high risk of dog rabies. Other requirements for August 1 include a foreign rabies vaccine form, or a certification form for a dog arriving from a low-risk country, or other forms. The CDC checklist includes: verify dog is at least 6 months old. Ensure dog is microchipped and number is listed on all documents. Get rabies vaccination, or booster, even though not technically required, if dog has been in Canada for 6 months. Get veterinarian to complete certification of dog arriving from rabies-free or low-risk country. Collect veterinarian records for the past 6 months. Take photo of dog and complete CDC dog import form and obtain receipt. There's also a dog bot feature that provides answers. On the day of travel, visitors must have the dog import form receipt and the certification of dog arriving from DMRVV free or low-risk country into the U.S. form or other CDC documentation. According to the U.S. CDC website, the department updated its dog and cat importation regulation in 2024 to protect the health and safety of people and animals and prevent the reintroduction of dog rabies to the United States. The updated regulation will help keep Americans and their pets safe. It addresses recent challenges seen with international dog importations, including the challenges posed by fraudulent documentation.